Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're back with Dr. Peel here in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's Horse Training Seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up this Thursday, November 15th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts at 8 a.m. Central Time with 18,000 head on offer, including 2,800 yearling steers, 12,000 weaned calves, and a couple of hundred head of bred stock. For more information on when a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel out of Oklahoma State University with us today talking about where we are on supplies of stocker cattle headed for wheat pasture in many cases across the southern plains. He says that our cattle numbers seem to be peaking right about now.
Well, yeah, again, it's been an up and down fall, at least in Oklahoma, with the, weather conditions. We've, we're trying to get lots of wheat pasture to come on, but we've had very wet conditions that have actually delayed turnout. That said, we are now moving into our biggest numbers of the year for the run. Those were kind of up and down over the past few weeks, but this past week in Oklahoma was the highest weekly volume we've seen in auctions so far this year. I wouldn't be surprised if this week actually puts in the seasonal peak in our overall auction volume.
Daryl, with these auction numbers right now where they are, I guess the question mark is, do we have a bit of green fever going on with the expectations that we'll have some wheat pasture ready to go for these animals as they're flowing through at this particular juncture?
Well, it's the time of year when there's a lot of cattle for sale, and the question then is, do we have enough demand to hold these prices steady? And we really do. It's been an unusual challenge as far as wheat pasture goes this year. Normally, we're trying to get enough wheat pasture to be able to put cattle out on wheat. This year, we got at least a bunch of the wheat was planted early and is ready to graze, but it's been so wet we've had to delay turnout. So it's been a different kind of challenge this year, but overall there's a lot of demand. We're going to have a lot of wheat pasture, and I think that's keeping demand. Maybe some producers are actually going to wind up buying a few more cattle than they originally planned, because we will have lots of wheat pasture.
And Daryl, as you've mentioned, it looks like we will have significant number of acres of wheat pasture available. Cattle are coming in. We're going to be probably seeing some of these cattle on pasture fairly quickly. What's the economics of running cattle on wheat pasture here in the end of 2018 into the early days of 2019?
They've still held up pretty well. If you look at prices this fall relative to the board, of course the board's been pretty volatile too. If you look at those March feeder futures for dual purpose wheat, they've been somewhat volatile. So it depends a little on the day, but overall we've held levels that would suggest some decent return to both the cattle and the wheat pasture.
So after the disappointment of last fall and winter when it comes to the wheat pasture situation, 2018, early 2019, starting to look pretty good for wheat pasture prospects here in the Southern Plains, so says Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th, 30th, at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.